Is it permitted to kosher a vessel from meat to milk or vice versa? So we all are aware of the laws of kashering as were handed over to us by Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKohen, as recorded in Parshas Matos. Although the context of that discussion is kashering from treif to kosher. And as we know that at times you even need a kasher from kosher to kosher, such as if you would like to use a meat vessel for milchiks or a dairy vessel for fleishiks, then it would likewise need kashering to be allowed. The question, however, is asked, is one initially allowed to do so? Is one initially allowed to kasher a dairy or meat vessel with intent to do so for the sake of using it now for the opposite food? Or is there some restriction involved? So seemingly one may say, why should there be any restriction? If I can kasher from treif to kosher, certainly I should be allowed to kasher from meat to milk, which are both kosher. While this makes sense, we also have to juggle the fact that if we were to allow kashering from meat to milk and milk to meat, this can lead to confusion and end up causing that in some cases and instances, people will end up using the pot of fleishik for milchik because they got confused that it was kashered and they'll end up using it for the wrong food and end up chafing up their food unknowingly. So perhaps in order to avoid confusion, one should always avoid kashering from one to another. So now that we have raised the arguments pro and con, let's see what the poskim actually have to say about it. So we find in many sources in the Paiskim, in the Shulchan Aruch and Mechaber 509, the Alter Rebbe chapter 494 and 509, the Shachin Yerdeh 95, the Magen Avraham in chapter 509 as well, who all discuss kashering a meat vessel for the sake of using it for dairy through doing libun, the blowtorch kashering method. And no one there mentions any issue of not doing so initially because of the possible confusion that it can cause. And accordingly, it's clearly understood from the Paiskim that when it comes to the type of kashering called libun, it is absolutely permitted even lechatchila to kasher from milchik to fleishik or from fleishik to milchik. Certain vessels due to being made of non-kasherable material such as earthenware, in any event, that is their only method of kashering. And thus, when you do this method of kashering, you can switch it from milchik to fleishik and vice versa. This obviously is referring to libun chomer, the more severe type of libun. Furthermore, based on this, even vessels that are made of kasherable materials, such as metal, can be kashered through libun in order to switch from dairy to meat or vice versa. Now, while the Prima Gadim is stringent and says that one shouldn't kasher even through libun from fleishik to milchik or vice versa, nonetheless, as we said, the majority of poskim do not mention any qualification to this, and therefore it is allowed even lechatchila. Now, what about hagala, which is the more common and easier method of kashering for the typical metal vessel? So here is where the Magen Avraham does mention an objection and says that regarding Hagala, the custom of the world is to be stringent and avoid kashering from fleishiks to milchik or vice versa. And this ruling of the Magen Avraham is recorded in the Prima Gadin, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Sam Sofer, the Mishneh Berurah, and other poskim of the previous and current generation. And although we find some poskim who argue on it, such as the Shachin Yeredeya in many places, as well as other sources, as well as the fact that it's omitted from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, nonetheless, the practical custom of Ashkenazi Jewry is to abide by this and not do Hagala to Fleishik or Milchik Kelim for the sake of using it for the opposite use. So once the pot is Fleishik, it's Fleishik forever, and once it's Milchik forever. Regarding Sfardim, as the Pri Chodesh writes and later recorded in Yabia Omer Vavad Yosef, they did not accept upon themselves this custom, and therefore they have no problem in kashering even through Hagala to switch from milk to meat or vice versa. Now, this does not mean that there's no cases of exceptions even according to the Ashkenazi custom. And in truth, there exist six cases of exception, in which case one is allowed to kasher even through Hagala, if that is a valid kashering method, to switch the vessels used from fleishik to milchik or vice versa. So we're going to go through these six exceptions. Exception number one is in a time of need. If there's no other vessel available, the Prima Gadim writes that if this is what you need to do because there's nothing else, you're allowed to kasher a vessel from milchik to fleishik or vice versa. Exception number two is recorded in the Marsham, in the Darkei Tshuva, that if 12 months have passed since the vessel was last used, then you're allowed to kasher from meat to dairy or vice versa. And this will likewise teach us that if you put pots in storage and they haven't been used for 12 months, that you can kasher them with Hagala and switch them from milchik to fleishik or the opposite way. Exception 3 recorded in the Chassam Sefer in Mishneh Brura is that when you kasher for Pesach from Chametz to Pesach, you're allowed to then designate it for whatever you wish. So if you're kashering a metal pot for Pesach, then you can designate it for Milchiks, even though until now it was used for Fleishiks. Exception number 4 recorded in the Prima Gode, Mishneh Brura and Marsham, is if the vessel has become treif, then you're allowed to kasher it and then designate it for whatever you wish. So if you by mistake trafed up a pot, you can then kasher it through agala, if that's the valid method, and designate it through for the opposite use. Furthermore, they write, you're even allowed to initially trafe up the pot for this purpose, such as by cooking milchiks in a fleshik pot, if the fleshik pot is clean and 24 hours has already passed since its last use, as otherwise this would be a biblical prohibition of cooking meat and milk. Exception number 5 is recorded in the Marsham and the Das Kedoshim, is that if a person wants to kasher it from milchik or fleshik to pariv, then it is permitted to do so. And furthermore, if after some time he decides to then designate it for milchik or fleshik, he may do so even though it's the opposite of its original use. So to go straight to the opposite use is no good, but to first go to pariv and then gradually make it to the milchik or fleshik use is permitted. Exception number 6 is recorded in Poskim of today, that if you receive the vessel from an individual, such as an inheritance from a relative or a present, then you can choose to kasher it and designate it for whatever use you want, from milchik to fleishik, fleishik to milchik, without an issue. So to summarize this halacha, while from the letter of the law, all the kashering laws apply when kashering from meat to milk or milk to meat, nonetheless, Ashkenazim are initially accustomed to avoid doing so due to the possibility of mix-up occurring as a result, unless the 6 exceptions are applicable that we mentioned, in which case it may be done even initially.